Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast, and I'm excited today to have Sean Thomas, a relatively new friend. We've been back and forth supporting each other for a little less than probably 6 months or so, and he's quite the dynamo, really out there helping other people get their businesses over that $1 million mark, and quite the entrepreneur himself, very, very young, and highly, highly accomplished. He's an entrepreneur, angel investor, so he not only teaches, but he also puts his money where his mouth is, and he has a mentoring company that I've had the honor to participate in, where he and his mentor partners, mentor business owners with sales under $1 million to get them over that mark, because we have way too many companies that haven't gotten to that $1 million mark. So both he and I share that passion. He's Ask a Millionaire on Instagram, and incredible 1.3 million followers on Instagram. That may be a whole different show to ask you how you built that, Sean. But Sean, thank you so much for being with me today.
Great to be here. Thank you, Sharon.
And you do so much online. I mean, you do daily mentoring sessions, both you have a group in Facebook as well as the Instagram. And I glossed over it, but you were a very highly successful entrepreneur, and you made the decision to give back by helping others. So tell us a little bit more about the Sean story.
Well, first off, I haven't been called young in a long time, so I just want to say I really appreciate that. I've reached level 48 in life, so I'm pretty happy with this level. After I sold my company back in 2013, like a lot of entrepreneurs that have their first kind of exit in a company and they've achieved a little bit of financial success, it took me a little while to digest having that much money and determining, you know, what I wanted to do after, because I had just kind of groomed this baby of this company that I had basically focused 11 years of my life in. I took a few years off, and law of attraction just had me go on to Instagram one day, and I was just kind of messing around on Instagram, and I came across these millionaire accounts on Instagram, and it was full of the vision materialistic items of being a millionaire. And I was like, that's not really the real lifestyle. Something's weird going on here on Instagram. I need to explore this further. And the more I dug, the more I realized that the people running those accounts, that most of the people that I encountered by sending them direct messages, were little kids. They weren't actually millionaires. They had dreams of being a millionaire, and they were inspired by the materialistic items, but it inspired something in me, because I had read the book, The Millionaire Next Door, a long time ago. It was one of my favorite books that really started getting me to think like the millionaire that I envisioned myself to be. And so I created an account. And when I was thinking about kind of my sales hat came on and my marketing hat came on, even though it wasn't a business, it wasn't idea. The idea wasn't to do it as a business. I wanted something catchy. I wanted something real. And I wanted it to be something that was, you know, part of my life. And what I realized over the last 6 years of owning my business and selling it, everybody, all my friends and people I'd meet, they wanted to ask me questions. How did I do it? What was it like? What were the steps? What did you read? What's your favorite book? That's always, what's your favorite book? And so I said, why not just name my account Ask a Millionaire? Because people, millionaire has this really cool ring to it. And so I created Ask a Millionaire back in the spring of 2015. And for 3 years, I have been devoting my whole life to answering questions on Instagram. And then I spread out to a couple of the other social media platforms like Periscope back when it first came out, when live streaming was a brand new marketing strategy. And I loved Periscope, but then Instagram started doing it. So I left Periscope and I just fell in love with Instagram. I have met so many amazing people, and throughout the process, I actually turned it into a business. I started realizing that you can monetize a brand, you can monetize your experience. And I had a lot of business experience. And, you know, I'd always wanted to be in that position to where I could actually monetize what I love to do, which is helping people. To me, it was just like, you mean I can make money helping somebody else succeed? I just hit the jackpot. And that's what I do every day.
And now you also have a private Facebook group as well that you help. Tell us a little bit about your mentoring program, because you bring in other people as well. We talk about the power of association, knowing who to ask. So it's not just, you're not just elevating Sean Thomas, you're elevating a lot of different mentors who you're bringing in to share their wealth of knowledge with your folks, right?
Absolutely. The evolution of Ask a Millionaire with what I kind of just been doing, it's difficult to even put together a plan for it because it's evolving so quickly. Initially, people just said, hey, Sean, can I, you know, book some time with you? And I just started doing one-on-one consultations with people. But then I realized, I started hearing about these membership groups and people creating membership groups. And I'm a firm believer in business of subscription revenue. I like recurring revenue that just comes in every single month. Because that was the way that I built the value of my last business that I was able to sell. So I started looking at ways to develop a subscription revenue business. And that's why I developed the mentorship group. And initially it was just me. And then over time, as I started getting questions from the initial people that joined, I realized that I don't know everything. I mean, I already knew I didn't know everything, but I didn't know the answers to all the questions that they were asking. So I started reaching out to some of my friends who were successful entrepreneurs and asking them questions. And then pretty soon I'm like, would you be willing to just be a mentor in my mentorship group and, you know, come in twice a month or once a month and answer questions to the people that are in the group? And, you know, I influenced them pretty strongly. And so now today, you know, two years after forming the organization, we've got 13 different millionaire mentors that have built companies from, you know, a couple $1 million up to almost $1 billion. And they're in different, most of them are in different industries, different skill sets. And so it provides a wide array of experience sharing, as opposed to, you know, just one person telling you this is the way you should do it. The members get to assimilate all that data and answers from 13 different types of personalities who might have 13 different types of approaches. And then say, wow, let me take that information in so that I can make the best decision for my life. But, you know, individuals like yourself and me and the people that are in our circle of entrepreneurs in the world, we're all going to get to the destination through the same mindset and maybe the basic fundamentals of business, but we might have our own style in our own little GPS always. Tour of the way we're going to get there, right?
So always.
Yeah, that's the funnest part.
I say that about my marriage. Mike's an engineer. I'm the entrepreneur. And we may start at the same point, end up at the same point, but our paths usually don't cross.
Exactly.
Well, when you talk about the folks that are attracted to your membership and the mentors, I mean, I had the honor right before we recorded this, I was invited to participate in your group as a mentor. And I will tell you, you had some incredible questions come through from people truly dedicated to taking their business. And that's what I love to see, because it's one thing to have people present and they're just listening, but others that are engaged and truly ready to take action to take their business to the next level. So I compliment you on the quality of people that you have in your group, because those questions, they kept me on my toes. They had me going for the full hour. So it was great.
Yeah, there was a lot more questions in yours than usual, just because obviously you're so amazing. So,
oh, I like that. You're young. I'm amazing. I'll keep that. All right.
There we go.
So tell me, for those people watching, because obviously you said you sold your company back in 2013. So you said, yeah. So we're now 2019. I will often say, when I sold my interest in Rich Dad Poor Dad, the things that I did to build that organization, I can't do today, because the world has changed. Economies have changed. Opportunities. The internet didn't exist when we first started selling books. So obviously a lot of the dynamics and distribution possibilities change. So for someone who's really looking at getting into the business world today, how do you, in starting their own business, what's your first level of advice to them?
I believe that you and I share the same principles, that we have to look for a need that we want to fill, and whether that need is going to get filled with a product or service, that's something that, you know, the person has to determine. But I believe that a business is built around solving problems for its customers and then developing a sales process in order to sell it. So the advice that I always give to people is take a look at what problem you want to solve out there in the world. And it can be a huge problem that you can have a unicorn company that is a $1 billion company and above, or it can be a small home-based business type of problem that allows you to have more flexibility in your life without having to build this massive 5,000 person company. Every problem needs a solution, and entrepreneurs find those solutions, and it's going to be delivered as a product or service. So take a look at the problem you want to solve, determine what type of business is going to be the best business to solve that problem, and then just get started, you know, and don't, you know, one of the things that I encounter a lot, because I'm sure we both deal with people that have a lot of fears and they haven't learned to develop the mindset yet of looking to the future with limitless potential as opposed to potential failure. I always try to caution young entrepreneurs, and I mean young, I don't mean biologically, because there's a lot of older people getting into entrepreneurialism, but they're still young in business. Mm-hmm. So if it's somebody that's inexperienced to business, I say, listen, you don't have to feel so fearful that you're going to take a leap. Like, you're not taking a leap off the Empire State Building here. All you have to do is be focused on taking the first step. That's it. Just take the first step. And that could just be thinking about it. That could be about researching. And there's a balance between two different places. There's analysis paralysis that will keep you from moving forward. And then there's fear that will keep you from moving forward. Those are kind of two extremes of the entrepreneurial journey and initially starting off. And somewhere in between is planning. And so do a little bit of planning and take that first step. And I love how you say it. You say, just get a couple little successes. If you set a little goal that says, hey, I'm going to research, you know, the organizational types of businesses today. And you do that, you check that box, and you feel great about yourself, and success breeds success. So the more wins you have, the more you want to win. So
that planning process, and part of that planning process, actually, as you are in that process, it's, you start feeling your fear dissipate because you're actually taking action in a demonstrative way. And all of a sudden you feel more powerful, you feel more confident, because you know, the age old saying, knowledge is power. Well, it's the application of that knowledge is going to give you the opportunity to move forward. But just putting forth the initiative and the effort will help you feel more confident about yourself. Because I can't agree more that it's really those obstacles of fear and really failure to keep going forward. And that's something that it is all about mindset. Both of us definitely agree on that.
Yeah.
So obviously you built a hugely successful company over 11 years and you became financially free, but it probably wasn't all roses. So how did you, when you met an obstacle, or even today, what do you have a process for getting past those obstacles?
You know, some obstacles you can't get past, and some you can, and you have to, you get better and better at determining, you know, if there's something that just isn't going to be able to be moved, or go under it, around it, through it, whatever it's going to be. There's some things you just can't control, and that's okay. So there might be other solutions to try to find out. But, you know, I take the analytical approach to it today. I used to be a little bit more, when I didn't have as much to lose in life, I was a little bit more optimistic and careless with my decisions. Today, I'm a little bit more pragmatic and a little bit more cautious with my decisions and careful, because I have a little bit more to lose. And so I don't want to make decisions that are going to, you know, take away all the things that I spent my time building. I believe in having the power of association. I believe in having great people in my corner. I've learned to not look for people that just want to agree with me. I want to look for people that are going to say, you know, these are some things to take a look at, or I don't think this is going to work. And I'm going to say, hey, listen, I appreciate that. Tell me why. Like, give me the reasoning that you're feeling that, not just your gut feeling, but I want to understand, because I go to people that I really respect their opinion. I've become a really strong believer in having a personal board of advisors, people that I go to. And these could be mentors, they could be paid coaches, they could be friends that are peers, but I really believe in and gathering information in order to make decisions. If I'm not just, if I don't instinctually already know the answer, I really love getting help.
Well, good. Well, you know, I often share that I have a personal mantra that it was what got me to leave public accounting upwardly in mobile field and go into entrepreneurship. And it was the question, why not? You know, I could do the pros and cons of why, but why not was really like, why not take the road less traveled? Why not solve a problem or serve a need? You know, why not create my own path? And something that is like, still today, many, many years later, my over 40 years later, I still, my personal mantra is, there something for you that's really gets you motivated? And it might be somebody else's quote or something for yourself that, you know, when somebody hears it, they think of Sean Thomas.
You know, what is my quote? So mine is absolutely, most won't, I will. That's my, it's actually a registered trademark. It's the name of my mentorship group. You know, I just, you know, many of us have heard that famous quote, and I still don't know who said it. Sometimes people say it's Jim Rohn. My friend Tom Black says he made it up. But it's successful people do what unsuccessful people don't know how to do or won't do. Or wait, successful people do what unsuccessful people won't do or don't know how to do. And that's what makes them successful. And so I just kind of put my little spin on it.
Or they know who to call.
Yeah, exactly. So if you don't know how, ask somebody or learn. And then the most one is, I will, is I just have to be willing to do that as well. And so I that's my mantra, is most one I will. It's how I live my whole life in my personal relationships. I think about, what are the things I know I should do to make my friends feel, you know, valued in my life? Pick up the phone, send a text message, send a personal note, whatever it is. I like to just do more than just the bare minimum. And I've just never been happy doing the bare minimum.
It reminds me of the, in Outwitting the Devil, the concept of drifters and non-drifters. You know, where Napoleon Hill says 98% of the world are drifters, which means they go with the flow. You know, don't have a definite purpose, and the 2% that do, and that's the most won't, I will. So yes. When did you come up with that phrase for yourself?
2016, I believe. It was right when I first got onto Instagram under Ask a Millionaire. It could have been 2015. And I went through branding for Ask a Millionaire, because I said, okay, I'm going to turn this actually into a company. And so I hired my branding company, and we got to work, and we started thinking about, as part of your personal branding, as you know, voice and mission are two very critical things. A lot of people think branding is just a logo or their color or what have you, but branding is so much more. It's the voice of the company. The company has to start taking on its own unique voice. And I wanted it to be, I wanted the voice of Ask a Millionaire to be that passion, determined, driven type of voice. And most want, I will, with a big old fist pump. Mm-hmm. That's the logo. And I wanted it to be something that people could remember. You know, and I'm going to make a decision. What would the successful person do? And that's what I'm going to do, because most won't, and I will. And so I did that. That's where it came out.
I love it. Excellent. So if people want to find you on Instagram, it's Ask a Millionaire, right?
Yep. My business account is Ask a Millionaire. And that's more of that's where we do the daily live show. And that's where I put up just kind of inspirational quotes. I try and put up all original quotes and stories from my mindset of experience. And I base those quotes of the images that are posted from questions that I get. So if I feel the energy of the way people are asking questions and the types of questions, I'll think of an experience I have and I'll do an Instagram post based on that. And that's more of a inspirational account along with the daily shows. And then my personal account, where I share more of the behind the scenes of Sean's life and his quirky, nerdy personality, is AKA Sean Thomas, S-H-A-W-N.
Oh, that's fantastic. And website, Facebook, and other ways people can find you, Sean?
Well, if they're looking to get in, if they need mentors, mentorship is mostwontiwill.com. And then my personal website is just seanthomas.com.
Well, and it's been, you and I, we're kindred spirits, and I think we sing many of the same songs, but I appreciate all that you're doing, and the people that you have in your tribe are really eager to learn and eager to apply it. So you're going to hang in with me for a few minutes. For those of you that are part of the private Facebook group, Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter, tune back in on and see the rest of the story with Sean. And for those of you that are not, please join the private Facebook group, because we're showing everyone I interview is they play big. And that's the whole concept of play. They want to serve as many people as possible. And the whole concept is being number one in your field. Well, with 1.3 million followers on Instagram, I think, Sean, you definitely feel that, Bill. And living your legacy, I think you've shared that today. You want to make an impact on everybody's lives you touch, and then creating maximum impact. So thank you so much for being with us. Hold on with us for a moment, Sean. And for all of the rest of you, have a fantastic day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much, and have a fabulous day.